Welcome to episode 2 of KAC's Lenten devotional podcast, Into the Wilderness. If you are joining us for the first time or simply need a refresher on what this podcast is all about, I'd encourage you to check out the first episode of this series titled Into the Wilderness, Lenten podcast intro, and then join us back here after you're done. Let's begin. Please pray along with me. God of call, God of transformation, God of the Lenten journey, help us to discern your still small voice. Open us to change and growth as we seek to follow Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 12. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, is led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, where Satan tempts him 3 times to abandon God's good plans for the world. Now Satan knows that Jesus is the one God promised, the offspring that came to crush the serpent's head, the one who would bring life by defeating death and darkness, the one who would strip him of his power to hold humanity to the debt of their sin. And although he may not have known exactly how it would happen, he knows if Jesus follows through on the Father's plans, his days of terrorizing humanity are numbered. Satan knows if he can tempt Jesus into sin and disobedience, causing him to choose self-provision, self-preservation, and self-promotion, Jesus has disqualified himself as the sinless Savior, and the Father's plans to defeat the enemy are foiled. Now we know that the devil's strategy is altogether unsuccessful. In fact, God ultimately uses it for the good purpose of strengthening Jesus in his messianic role. And all along, he sets a powerful pattern for his people. Because remember that yes, Jesus is led by the Spirit, but he is first filled by him. And I imagine that in those 40 days of fasting leading up to this encounter with the enemy, as Jesus humbled himself physically and emotionally, seeking the Father, the Spirit all along is strengthening him in his inner being, testifying to his spirit about who he is and what he came to do, revealing the Father's love in increasing ways and pouring the Father's love for his people into his heart. Because it's here that he received everything that he needed to reject Satan's ploys and choose the Father's will, a plan that would ultimately lead him to his death in exchange for the redemption of the world. So here's my question. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit has led you here as well? And I don't mean that as a generalized statement. I mean you specifically. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit has led you here in love? And if you can acknowledge that he's led you here in love, do you believe that he also wants to fill you first? See, the Holy Spirit isn't the prize at the end of the Lenten journey. He wants to empower you along the way. See, Lent, yes, is a season of repentance, but it's also a season of renewal. And as we walk along this Lenten journey into the wilderness, we will look at each of Jesus' temptations individually, coming face to face with the reality of our own sin, how Jesus did what we could not, how in every way Jesus was successful in rejecting the enemy's tactics and we are not. But as we repent of the ways we have chosen, the devil, the world, and the flesh over the Father, the Holy Spirit wants to, in turn, renew us and empower us, testifying to our spirits about our true identity, testifying to us about who we are and what we're called to do, revealing the Father's love in increasing ways and pouring His love for His people into our hearts. And it's here that we are empowered all the more in increasing ways to reject Satan's ploys and choose the Father's will. Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. I will now lead you through a period of contemplation, pausing often for your own personal time with the Lord. Pay attention to any words, thoughts, or images the Holy Spirit reveals to you in this time. Lord, I trust that you have led me here in love. Cast vision in my heart now for the work you want to do over the next six weeks of Lent. I acknowledge that the joy of my salvation is experiencing deep relationship with you. Show me where I have grown cold and apathetic to all you have made available to me. I confess it to you now. Before I pray for a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit to empower me along this Lenten journey, is there anything I need to confess to you? I speak it to you now. Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. In Psalm 51, David knows that the purity of his heart, the steadfastness of his spirit, and the restoration of his joy are all achieved through the empowering work of the Holy Spirit. Spend the next few moments in prayer, asking the Holy Spirit, who has led you to the Lenten journey, to come and fill you as you begin it. You can pray your own personal prayer, or I will lead you through one in a moment. In this season of Lent, fill us, Lord. As we listen to your voice, fill us. When we hear your call, fill us. When we follow you on the way, fill us. When we repent and turn back, fill us, Lord. In every temptation we face, fill us. In every decision we make, fill us. In every surrender we attempt, fill us. When we don't know the way, when we listen to your word, fill us, Lord. With every quiet prayer, with every Lenten fast, fill us, Lord. With every offering of ourselves, fill us. Remain with us. Abide with us. Bear fruit in us. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this time together. We give it to you as a Lenten offering, a gift of ourselves. We thank you for being with us, for speaking to our hearts, strengthening our faith, and reminding us that we are not alone in this journey. You have led us here in grace. We ask that the transformation begun in us will continue. Amen.